So I'm pleased to say that I'm joined by Takuya Kuroda, fresh from the Love Supreme Festival. How did you find the festival, Takuya?
That was great. I've been hearing about the festival from my trombone player, Corey King. He actually played the festival last year with Esperanza Spalding.
Oh, really? Oh,
and
brilliant.
He said that was one of the best festival he did last year with Esperanza. So I was so excited.
So these are your first UK solo gigs.
Mm-hmm.
How are you finding the UK so far?
It's been my favorite city anyway, because since I've been with Jose James for 2-3 years,
yep.
Came here, and Jose loves London. He took me so many times and showed me around. So, but it's so different because I'm a leader now. I was a sideman with Jose.
Of course, yeah.
So I'm standing, center on the stage, and then just playing my music to all those people. And then I really love the crowd here. I really think they're true music lover.
Mm.
And then I really love how they get themselves into the music when they're listening to, you know, I see some folks buffing their heads, and I really liked it.
I want to go back to your days as a young man in Japan, I suppose. Your early days as a musician, how did everything develop for you in those days in Japan?
I started trumpet because my older brother used to play a trombone and the high school band, the school band that we went to school together. And I picked up a trumpet. I wasn't really into playing like improvisation till 15 or 16. And there's a little jazz club around my place, and my parents took me there. And first time seeing this like local jazz band playing all the standards jazz. And they're so nice to me. Oh, I heard you playing a little trumpet, you know? It's like, next time, make sure you bring a trumpet. So they forced me to play next time. I'm still wearing the high school uniform and everything. So they're like, you know any song? I'm like, no. I was like, you know blues? Maybe. And then they just start playing blues. I had to take a solo in a bandstand like that. That's how I really started playing.
So you moved to New York. How old were you when you went to New York?
I was 23.
What made you go to New York?
So I was in the university in Japan doing, actually I was studying business beside playing trumpet there. And I took a summer break going to the 5 weeks program in Berklee College in Boston. And that was my first official music education I ever had. So finally I sat down in the class, and then this teacher just teaching you like all the theory, all the ear training. And finally I was like, wow, everything I learned myself, you know, so many parts are so unclear, fuzzy, foggy. And with the older method and theory, everything became so clear to me and then opened so many doors. Wow. Oh, this is about learning and, you know, all the studying jazz. And I was so amazed about it. And I went to New York right after Boston, stayed there 1 month because I had a cousin staying there. So I was staying at my cousin's place, going jam session every night. And one night, I went to this place called Cleopatra's Needle, and I was checking the band playing. And I was like, okay. They were good, but they were not that good. So okay, I was like, okay, maybe I'm going to join them next song. Right before the song finishes, this group of people, 5 of them, coming from the outside, straight to the stage. Young man has a lot of attitude. You know, you can tell immediately there's those young lions. They took over the stage right after the song. They started playing. As soon as they start playing, my ears trying to follow what they're doing, I got lost immediately. I have no idea what they're doing. The energy, the phrasing, everything was new to me. The sound, everything, like it just blew my mind. And then I went, after they played it, I went to them and asked who they are. I was like, I had this little hope. They must be a very famous guys or something. So I asked every one of them, what's your name? How old are you? And they said, I'm 18. I'm 19. They're younger than me because I was 20 at the time. Then I was like, okay, I have to come here to just, you know, do my study and for jazz.
And get involved in the scene.
Exactly. So that made me decide to go to New York.
got involved with the New York music scene and you were developing your own stuff, would it be fair to say that you were in New York for quite some time before things started to happen for you personally?
It took a long time, I guess. I was lucky enough. I was getting this arrangement job for this Japanese pop singer named Juju, and that paid good. And those kind of good gigs came to me every once in a while. So I didn't have to do a like crazy part-time job. And it's little by little getting better year by year. And then I decided to do my own album, which was Bitter and High, 5-6 years ago. And I finally realized that it's so important as an artist. Just capture who you are at the time and then make an album.
I first became even more aware of you through the Jose James records and the touring you did with him. How did you hook up with him?
So we actually went to the same school, New School. That's where we met. He came a little after me. He came right before I graduated, or I was graduating. So we didn't really have a time to like develop, you know, like we didn't really talk much when we were in this school. But this one, we have this friend in common. He had a senior recital in New School. He asked me to play. He also asked Jose to play. So finally we ended up on the same stage, even though we knew each other, but we really never talked much. And then right after the recital, Jose came up to me. Yo, Takuya, I need a trumpet player for my album. Can you come and play? I was like, what, really? So I went to his studio. I wasn't really involved to the arrangement or nothing. I was just there to play the arrangement. Somebody else wrote it. And from there, he started calling me more and more. And one day he's like, Takuya, I want, basically, officially, can you be on my band? And you want to go world tour? And that was that. 2 years ago.
Okay, so let's move on now to your Native Son album, the album that's out now. Mm-hmm. How did the whole concept of the album develop?
The concept, basically Jose came to me, he said he wanted to produce my album. And then he told me, I have two kind of writing skills. One is kind of neo-hard bop, modern, like really jazz style, like a neo-R Blakey type of stuff. And then he said that I have another one, it's more beat, like a neo-soul.
Bit of hip-hop.
Yes, like that kind of stuff. And then he really loved the other one, the hip-hop joint, you know? So I'm like, why don't you just do that? Just that, not the hard bop one, which is great. But and then he really loved how I play in his band, because his band is more no swing, more like electric and bass.
Yeah.
So basically, he wanted to capture the how I sound in his band. That's why he chose to use that his tour band to my album, and that was a basic concept. So I started writing a song on a computer and make the beats on the you know, Reason, that software, and then show him, and he's like, oh, cool, or, you know, change this, and blah, 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 on the tour. So we kind of slowly developing. We kind of, you know, sit down together on the plane or train, and then he's like, so show me this stuff, you know? Mm. All right.
So you kind of alluded to this earlier on in the interview. You were saying how you were involved with an Afrobeat band in New York for quite some time. Mm-hmm. And that's where Afro Blues comes from on the album, right?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. So those kind of African beats as well, this is something else you've now drawn influence from and you're using it in your music quite a lot.
Yes, I belong to this Afrobeat band based in Brooklyn, and for 6-7 years.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, name's Akoya. They really, really keep the traditional way of Fela Kuti music. They play same groove for 30 minutes, and then if you only listen to it from CD or YouTube or something, you don't get it, because
yeah,
you gotta be there with
the
live band.
Yeah.
So I really, really want to put that essence to my album. That's kind of came around.
Roy Ayres has got a huge following here in the UK, and you've got two Roy Ayres songs on your album. How? What made you choose those?
Basically, so Jose and even I too, like we wanted to put the covers to the album, some covers to connect more people, connect this album to more people than just, you know, traditional jazz lovers or something like. And sure, and we're thinking, Roy Ayres. You know, we came up with the name. I'm a big fan of Roy Ayres. I don't know why it took a while to come up with the, you know, name on it. But there's a one song, my favorite instrumental jam from Roy Ayres, the Green and Gold.
Green and Gold, yeah.
So immediately I showed it to Jose. Jose's like, this is it, let's do it. And everybody loves the sunshine. It's funny. On the tour with Jose, we do this song called Park Bench People on the end of the show. It's like freestyle. Everybody step up and do stretch out solo, long solos and stuff. And one day, Chris Bowers start playing, and Solomon and Rich, they start playing this grooving jam, a little slower tempo, like big pocket. And we're like, oh, that's so good. It's killing. And then Jose is like, kind of, we start whispering, everybody loves the sunshine. he immediately go back to the center of the stage, start singing the Everybody Loves the Sunshine over the, you know, the track that they were playing. And after the show, he's like, yo, let's put that in your album.
Okay, so what about your plans for the future now? Your album's out there. Are you busy touring for the rest of the year? Are you thinking about the next record now?
Yes, so this year is going to be really good. I just did the Japan tour, but I'm actually going back again in August and then do a couple shows with my band and then 10 shows with this singer named Juju. She's like big in there, so that's going to be good. And planning coming back to Europe again in fall, like October, November. So I'm really hoping that coming back to the London.
So album next year then?
I think so.
Yeah.
I'm start writing little by little.
Still on planes?
Yes, yeah. Trains all everywhere.
Yeah.
So hopefully we can go to the studio maybe next year, winter or spring, and then try to get it done by summertime or something.
Okay, well, that's great. Well, as I said, we absolutely love the show, the LSF.
Wow.
The Love Supreme gig was absolutely brilliant.
That was fun.
If you're back here, autumn, October, whatever, we'd love to see you back in London.
Thank you, dear.
was Takuya Kuroda in interview after his appearance at the Love Supreme Festival. We've just heard the following tracks from his album. First of all, we had Rising Sun, followed by Afro Blues, Everybody Loves the Sunshine, and we're finishing off with Green and Gold. A couple of more songs to go before the end of today's edition of The Journey. We're back with new music from Dasher and Eric Robeson. This is Jazz FM.